looking at verse 2, the first part of that verse, which we will finish this morning, the first part. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. It is the shepherd maketh me to lie down. Speaks of God's provision of refreshment, of rest. We've seen what that rest entails. We also mentioned that sheep will only lie down when certain conditions are met. It's not the sheep that meet these conditions, it's the shepherd that meets these conditions. Therefore, once these conditions are met, which the shepherd meets, the sheep lie down. So it can be said, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. So it's the shepherd that provides these conditions where the sheep will lie down. Sheep will not lie down, as we mentioned, without a sense of contentment. Who is it that provides the contentment for the sheep? The shepherd. And when the shepherd provides this contentment, sheep are satisfied. They're satisfied with the care of the shepherd. And they submit to the will of the shepherd. Now, if you think about it, the reason, there could be many reasons, but one reason for sure, the reason God's people do not submit is because they're not satisfied with the care of God. They think they can do it better. I mean, if you really believe that God can do a better job than you, you won't have any problem submitting. But man in his depraved mind actually believes that he can better manage his life than God can. So they don't submit. Now, most people aren't going to admit that, but it's the truth. So there has to be a sense of contentment, satisfaction. And when there is, the sheep just lie down. They submit to the care of the shepherd. There has to be a sense of safety. We said that sheep by nature are worrisome. So it is with God's people. By nature, we're a worrisome people. Sheep will run. That's their first instinct. When there's danger, they run. That's their first instinct. So the shepherd, to combat this, makes himself visible to the sheep. And that sheep knows, if my shepherd is there, if the shepherd is there, I'm safe. I'm safe. So they begin to feel safe, simply knowing that the shepherd is there, and this results in them lying down in the pastures. What brings us refreshment and rest that we talked about is simply knowing that the shepherd is there. The shepherd makes his presence known to his people, providing them with a sense of safety and security. And we saw last week the importance of this presence. Not only does he make his presence known, he makes himself known to the sheep. God makes himself known to his people. The sheep know who the shepherd is, and they know him. They know him. They know him by experience. And that gives them a sense of fearlessness. Again, sheep by nature, fearful creatures. As long as they're afraid, they're not going to lie down. They're going to be ready to run. God's people are also very prone to fear. Most of the time, It's imagined things. And a lot of times our fears don't make any sense whatsoever. But fear will not allow you to rest. In one sense, fear is a God-given emotion that's very beneficial to us. It serves to protect us. You have a fear of getting run over by a truck, so you look both ways before you cross the street. That's a good kind of fear. That's the emotion of fear that God gives us for our own benefit, for our own protection. But in another sense, there is a spirit of fear. A spirit of fear. This is something different than the emotion of fear that's for our benefit. This is something that is detrimental to us. Notice in 2 Timothy chapter 1. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear. Now, God has given us the emotion of fear for our own benefit, for our own protection. But He has not given us the spirit of fear, something completely different. But instead of this, He's given us power and love and of a sound mind. So this spirit of fear is the opposite of power and love and a sound mind. It's detrimental to those things. This spirit of fear will immobilize us. The spirit of fear is a crippling disease that will take over the mind and plunge it into darkness. And Satan will use this spirit of fear and make our lives miserable and ineffective. The spirit of fear. It is a needless fear for the child of God. It would be synonymous with anxiety and unsettledness. And from 2 Timothy 1 verse 7, it works against a balanced mind. It works against a balanced mind. It works against a mind being under the right influences. It's very important that our mind be under the right influences. That's true physically with our brains. It's also true spiritually. Very important. Our mind must be under the right influence, which of course is the Spirit of God. Now concerning this spirit of fear, we are instructed throughout the Scriptures, fear not. Fear not. He's not talking about, when you see those two words, fear not, it's not talking about the emotion of fear that's given us to protect us and for our own benefit. It's that fear that gives you enough sense not to jump out of a building. That emotion of fear. Because it's going to hurt when you hit bottom. So that emotion of fear is for your benefit. But when he says fear not, he's not talking about that God-given emotion. He's talking about this spirit of fear that is crippling and that will keep you from lying down in the green pastures. There are many who never lie down in the green pastures because they have this spirit of fear. So we just want to look at this command, fear not. And as we do, I want you to notice the reason is given each time. Why we're not to fear. And the reason is always God. Always. Notice in Genesis 15, we have several verses to look at here. Genesis 15, verse 1, God speaking to Abram. After these things, the word of the Lord came unto Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram." There's the command. Fear not. That doesn't mean don't be afraid of anything. Again, don't be afraid of crossing the street without looking both ways. That's ignorance. This is talking about a spirit of fear. And then he gives the reason. I am. Fear not, Abram. I am. The reason is not in Abram. The reason is in God. I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. Genesis chapter 21, verse 17. God heard the voice of the lad, and the angel of God called to Hagar out of heaven, and said unto her, "What aileth thee, Hagar? Fear not." There's the command. Fear not. Here's the reason. For God hath heard the voice of the lad where he is. So to Abram, fear not, I am. For Hagar, fear not, for God hath. God has done something. Fear not, I am. Fear not because of who he is. And here, fear not because of what he has done. Genesis 26, verse 24. And the Lord appeared unto him the same night and said, here he gives the reason before the command, "I am the God of Abraham, thy father. Fear not." So a reason is given before the command. I am God. But then there's another reason. For I am with thee. Fear not because of who I am. Fear not, because I am with thee and will bless thee and multiply thy seed for my servant Abraham's sake. So God was with him to fulfill the promise that he had made. In Genesis 46, Genesis 46, and verse 3. And he said, "I am God, the God of thy father." Once again, he introduces himself, which is the reason to obey the command, fear not, to go down into Egypt. And here's another reason, for I will. Fear not because of who I am, fear not because of what I will do. For I will there make of thee a great nation. Important word there. I will there in Egypt make of thee a great nation. Wouldn't happen anywhere else. I will there. You got to get there first. In Deuteronomy chapter 1. Deuteronomy chapter 1. Verse 21. Behold, the Lord thy God hath. Okay, God's done something. He has set the land before thee. Go up and possess it. As the Lord God of thy fathers hath said unto thee, fear not, neither be discouraged. And that's what this spirit of fear is. It's a discouragement. But again, it's the reason they were not to fear is because what God has already done. He's set the lamb before them. Deuteronomy chapter 31. Deuteronomy chapter 31, verse 6. Be strong and of good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, the enemy. And here's why. For the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. So once again, you have God, the Lord thy God. You have his presence. And then you have a promise. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. So for that reason, fear not. Be of good courage. Verse 8. And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. Joshua chapter 8 and verse 1. And the Lord said unto Joshua, fear not, neither be thou dismayed. Take all the people of war with thee, and arise, go to Ai. See, I have given. So once again, something God has done is the reason not to fear. I have given unto thy hand the king of Ai, and his people, and his city, and the land. Chapter 10, verse 25. And Joshua said unto them, fear not, nor be dismayed. Be strong and of good courage, for thus shall the Lord, something God would do. So again, in each case, the reason not to fear is not in them. It's not in us. It's in the Lord. 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 16. And he answered, fear not, for they that be with us, here's the reason, are more than they that be with them. 1 Chronicles chapter 28. 1 Chronicles 28, verse 20. David said to Solomon his son, be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even my God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee nor forsake thee until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord. Once again, the reason is in God. Over in the book of Isaiah, book of Isaiah, chapter 35, and verse 4. Say to them that are fearful heart, be strong, fear not, behold, your God will come. Once again, the reason is in the Lord. Isaiah 41, verse 13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, and that's the reason we should not fear, because God will hold our hand, fear not. And another reason, I will help thee. Verse 14, fear not, thou worm of Jacob, and ye men of Israel, I will help thee, saith the Lord and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel. Isaiah 43, verse 1, but now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by name, thou art mine. Those are all reasons not to be given over to the spirit of fear. Verse 5, fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather thee from the west. And lastly, in Revelation chapter 1, Revelation chapter 1, and verse 17. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as dead. And he laid his right hand upon me, saying unto me, Fear not, I am. Fear not because of who I am. I am alive. Or, fear not, I am the first and the last. I am he that liveth and was dead. And behold, I am alive forevermore. Amen. And have the keys of hell and death. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That's rest, that's refreshment. But before he does that, he releases us of the spirit of fear. And the reason that we are not to have the spirit of fear is because of who he is, because of what he has done, because of what he will do. Reason is not in ourselves. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He does so by providing a sense of safety, a sense of security. And that can be so all the days of our life. We can lie down in the green pastures. Next week we'll look at verse 2, the still waters. Let's look to the Lord, word of prayer. Heavenly Father, again, we do thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the privilege you've given us to be in your house, to hear your word, to study your word, to look into your word. Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you've given us the ability to be here today. And we pray that you would help us, Lord, to worship you. Help us, Lord, to look to thee for all things. We do pray for those that are here and lost. Lord, that you'd speak to their hearts today, that you'd reach down and save their soul this day. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.